This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 29th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. After weeks of speculation and leaks about a merger between Delta and Northwest, WCCO Television News in Minneapolis is reporting both sides have walked away from the talks due to opposition by labor unions to the merger. Other sources are reporting the talks are only suspended and neither company is saying anything officially. The news follows a blunt merger get off the pot memo from Delta CEO Richard Anderson earlier in the week. We'll follow the story in print form on our website at www.aero-news.net. Local authorities say three people on board a Mooney M20C died Wednesday evening when their plane crashed in a residential area west of Los Angeles. The Associated Press reports the aircraft had just left Riverside Municipal Airport when it came down less than a half mile away. No one on the ground was hurt. Witnesses said the pilot appeared to be attempting to land on a street to avoid homes, but struck a palm tree and a car and caught fire. The pilot of a Cessna 210 was not as successful in avoiding bystanders in a Wednesday crash in Chile. AFP reports the plane, carrying two police officials and four teenagers, crashed shortly after takeoff from Tobalaba Airport in the capital of Santiago. All six on board and another five people on the ground died, and another 25 were reportedly injured. Witness accounts and official reports suggest the aircraft was approaching the small airport to land when it lost power and fell into the field where an aerobics class was underway. We're getting a few more details now on the crash of a U.S. Air Force B-2 Spirit bomber in Guam last Saturday morning. Investigators tell the Air Force Times that one of the pilots reported a fire on board just before the crash. The aircraft then reportedly rolled uncontrollably to the right and hit the ground at Anderson Air Force Base. As ANN reported, both pilots ejected safely. One is still in a Hawaii hospital being treated for spinal compression, according to the Pacific Air Force Command. On Monday, the Air Force declared a safety pause in B-2 operations until a cause can be determined. Officials stressed the fleet would still be available for urgent missions. The first Indonesian airline pilot to face criminal charges related to a crash has now also lost his job. An attorney for Garuda Airlines Captain Marwoto Komar says his client was presented with the choice to resign or be fired. A report in the Sydney Morning Herald says Komar will be charged with negligence for his role in the crash in Yogyakarta on March 7th last year. Investigators determined that Komar became fixated with landing and ignored 15 alarms and verbal warnings from his co-pilot, warning that he was too fast on final approach. Indonesian authorities may have felt pressured to make an example of the pilot in response to worldwide pressure to improve the country's abysmal airline industry safety record. But aviation regulators worldwide urged Indonesia to reconsider, saying criminal charges for pilots will only suppress the reporting of safety issues in the future. After the airliner flown by Komar touched down at 255 knots, it overshot the end of the runway, which was too short for the plane under international standards. It came to light that Komar may have resisted his co-pilot's pleas to abort the landing because he was being paid a bonus by Garuda for conserving fuel. After the plane came to a stop in a rice field 300 feet past the end of the runway and exploded in flames, the airport's firefighting equipment reportedly took an hour to reach it and extinguish the blaze. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Liberty Aerospace celebrates the delivery of the 100th XL-2. Airlines take issue with Kate Hanai's report card. And the hours count down to a possible weekend strike at Lockheed. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Earl Lawrence, the Experimental Aircraft Association's Vice President for Industry and Regulatory Affairs. We'll discuss some of the rampant misunderstandings which have sprouted up since the FAA announced a moratorium on new additions to its 51% list. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.